Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Watcher Ruth checking in just a little late today, kind of running by the seat of my pants. This is Here, There, and Everywhere. This is my program where we walk along the path of the lunatic fringe. The things that you don't want to talk about and the things that you don't want to know about but really need to know. Happy Passover, belated Happy Passover, I guess we call it Happy Passover, I don't know. Should we call it Happy Ishtar? Such confusion about pagan holidays, isn't it? I remember celebrating pagan holidays my whole life, never really knowing the truth about the Christmas tree boughs and the balls that hang from them. Never knew about the groves or the cedars or the love fests that happened underneath them. It wasn't until I left the church and learned through the gospel of Jesus Christ, through that letter he wrote me, I sat down. I was forced. I had no one to commune with because everyone in my church had failed me. Everyone in my church had misled me. Everyone in my church had abandoned me, and I was forced to lean on God. I didn't have anyone else. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful the way God breaks us sometimes to bring us around to the direction he wants us to go? And now, the direction we want to go, these fallen days where perverseness and depravity are increasing daily. We look outside our windows every day and wonder when we'll see those vehicles arriving in the sky. I know I do. I listen to my family and friends on the radio and try to communicate the best I can with them. My own life overwhelms me sometimes. Do we realize that God is always walking with us on the days that we can't seem to make our way through the fog? He always seems to push us forward. We are the fig tree generation. We will see all prophecy come to pass. Will we be the ones who will have our hearts fail us for fear? Will we be the ones that look for cracks to hide in and mountains to fall on us? Will we be the ones to hide our eyes and shelter our sins from the Creator God when he appears? Or will we be the ones that hold our arms high, fall to our knees, and praise the Almighty who has come to rescue us? Are you a fence sitter? Haven't made your mind up yet? Part of the way I have to stay in church, maybe. Are you just one of those ones that are living a depraved life? The ones that used not their bodies in a natural fashion? I saw a video, a little clip on YouTube about a lady who had been arrested for having a relationship with her dog for many years. Boy, if that isn't the age of Lot, I don't know what is. What's important today? What's important tomorrow? Will you remember, I wonder? And what will it take to remember? Will it take enough hurt that your heart finally is broken? Because the Creator God said, if you will turn from all your other gods, if you will repent of your sin and turn to me, I will be your God and you will be my people. There is very little that man is willing to give up. People in the United States don't want to give up their luxury and their electric lights and their power. And the powerful people don't want to give up their power or their lives. They seek transhumanism, downloading personality and thought. But forever. I don't want to live forever unless it's with my king. These days where depravity and sin and divisiveness prevail. Jesus Christ warned us, he said, I didn't come here to unite. I came here to divide. And so he will, the goats from the sheep. Laodiceans from Philadelphians. What did you know when you walked into the church of Smyrna? What did they teach in the Church of Philadelphia that made them approved? I like to say no buts. You know, every church got a but at those two. You did this and that, but the churches of Smyrna and Philadelphia, they got no but. They were approved because they knew about Satan's seed line, his toxicity into our humanity, maligning us to become something that is not humane, but just draconian. How far into the scripture have you taken time to learn the truth? And have you taken the time to learn how you've learned the truth? In Proverbs 25, it says, how do you learn those truths? Are you sitting in Pastor Bob's pew every week? And what does Pastor Bob know? What the elders in his divided church, divided I mean by denominational, and I can tell you that his retirement package depends on what he teaches you. Not the truth. Not the truth, but what they want you to know, which isn't much. They're not going to teach you about the three world ages or ever even go near that They don't want you to know about pre-election. And they don't want you to know about angel wars. They don't want you to do anything but keep putting your money in that little tray that comes around and be that little robot that shows up every Sunday and listens to Pastor Bob. You know, I sit in my, or stand in my place of work and I tell people in the scripture, and I actually have people tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about. I had a man tell me, I told him there were going to be beheadings at the, in the end times, and the man said I didn't know what I was talking about. And this is a Christian man who thinks he knows what he knows. He doesn't really know anything. This is Watcher Ruth. I didn't prepare a show today, so I'm kind of winging it. Flying by the seat of my pants. If you want to talk to me, sweet talk me, or just yell at me, give me a call at 347-945-5170. I've been looking out my window a lot, waiting for those vehicles, Ezekiel 1, to show up. But while I've been watching out my window here, I've been seeing chemtrails just zigzagging across the sky and lots and lots and lots and lots of air traffic. Just air traffic like you would not believe. I cannot believe yesterday outside while mowing my grass, I must have watched 25 planes drive by me and fly by me, and I couldn't believe it. And these weren't spraying chemtrails. These were just planes flying around. Yeah, while I stashed the $5,000 worth of silver I just bought. And if you have a half a brain, you'll buy some too. Scary times it is. You know, I listen to Steve Quayle and Tom Horn and some of these guys and talk about giants and aliens and all these things and dear friends talking about scary things I didn't even want to think about. But you know what? We're the fig tree generation. We should know all these things are going to happen. We should know this. Turn off your television. Turn on the gospel. And read what's going to happen. And if Pastor Bob says, oh, the Old Testament's just too complicated to talk about, buy some tapes and listen to it. Well, you know what? Unless you ask the Holy Spirit to sit down with you and give you wisdom, discernment, and understanding and leadership to have insight into what they want you, he wants you, they want you, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost all together, leading you through the Word, you're not going to get anything out of it. You're not even inviting God in when you sit down with Pastor Bob. Who are you talking to? You're talking to Pastor Bob. And he's a blind mouse leading another blind mouse who's leading another blind mouse who's leading another one. And you know what? In the end, you're all going to fall into a great big ditch and the name's Satan. Because you don't even know who he is. Pastor Bob didn't teach you who Satan was. Pastor Bob didn't say he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to steal your everlasting life and eternal soul because he hasn't told you that homosexuality is a sin. He's invited homosexuals right into worship with you and hold hands right next to you in the service. And he's taught you that it's okay. It's tolerance. We love them and hate the sin. Well, you know what? If my ex-husband would have come to the service with his concubine girlfriend with me and my two children, I don't think I would have showed up for the service. And neither do I want to show up when there are two homosexuals sitting next to me holding hands. And I'm sorry if I'm not politically correct, but that's how I feel about it. I have several friends that are homosexuals, but they know how I feel about it. They know my position in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and the Father and the Son. And if you don't let your friends know what your position is, and you abandon the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ for the social doctrine and popularity, the Father Creator said, if you don't testify my words, my doctrine, and my beliefs while you're here on earth, then when you come before the heavenly court, before the Creator God and all of the angels and all of the hosts, and you can say in front of whoever, you can call them aliens, I don't care what you call them, but you're going to go there, and it's all going to be listed. It's all going to be listed there. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Don't think that the all-seeing eye is going to wipe away the book of the deeds of life. The all-seeing eye is what's going to be wiped out. And all of those who worship it. In these days, the fig tree generation, all prophecy. You haven't even read the prophecy if you haven't read the Old Testament. The Old Testament, 89.99% today. Isn't some old book from the past that tells you everything that's going to happen today in cooperation with the New Testament. And you haven't even read the New Testament? Oh. So you haven't read in 2 Peter about the three world ages and, oh, haven't read 2 Thessalonians, that little bit about where it says, let no man deceive you by any means. About our gathering together again with the Lord Jesus Christ, that will not happen until these things happen first, the great apostasy. And then, of course, there's the man of sin who must be revealed. But, oh, that's right, 1 Thessalonians, I forgot. But, remember, if you believe that Jesus Christ was resurrected, then let me bring you into remembrance about those who have preceded us in death, that they too were resurrected. And when we are gathered together, we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye at the seventh trump, at the final day. No, it's not taught. The truth isn't taught. Pastor Bob doesn't know the truth. Have you read the scripture? Have you read the scripture where it talks about the sons of God who came before the Father and along with them came Satan? And the Creator God asked Satan, have you seen my Saint Job? What a righteous man he is. And Satan's reply is, but you put his protection around him, and if you withdraw it, he will curse you. He withdrew the hedge. Sometimes I feel God has withdrawn his hedge from me. But only for a moment. Because when I have fallen, He's carrying me. He only asks that you turn away from all other gods. The god of money, material, the carbon base. Turn away and turn to Him and seek Him in His face, in all things, in your heart, in your mind, and with your work. Seek Him every day. Seek to know the secret oracles that He has saved for this time. This special time, this fig tree generation that we're in. Because only that which is looked for. Proverbs 25 tells us that if we seek the truth, we will find it every day. Buy some gold, buy some silver, buy some food that you can store away. Refine your mind and your heart and your soul for what's getting ready to come upon the earth and upon the earth dwellers. You're going to need to be putting on the full armor of God and the helmet of salvation and understand that unless you have allowed the Holy Spirit full and complete access to you and your heart, and unless you've allowed the Holy Spirit to drive your car in a complete way in your life, you might be one of those who has their heart veil. Maybe you are one of those who's never opened a Bible besides two or three passages that Pastor Bob has pulled out for you. Open up the scriptures and learn line upon line, precept upon precept, to find yourself rightly approved. So you know the difference between doctrines of men and the truth of the Word of God, because the doctrines of men make void the Word of God. The doctrines of men provide you pagan holidays, pagan problems, pagan carbon lifestyles. Not spiritual, not soul-filled. Go forward with strength, armed with the truth of the Word, because that's all that's going to strengthen your heart and your mind and give you the ability to be one of the leaders who helps their family and their community and even their church get through what's coming upon the earth. Didn't mean to be so preachy today. Just felt like being preachy. Hey, it's my radio program. Ha! God bless all of you. I love you very much. Thank you for listening. If you're listening in archive, hey, you rock. Take care. God bless. Hope to be talking to you again tomorrow. God's will. Amen.